At a formal meal, have you ever wondered which glass of water was yours? Or whether you should say something if someone has a piece of food stuck in his or her teeth? With Minding Your Manners, a podcast hosted by certified etiquette trainer and author Sharon Hill, you will no longer have to question yourself.
Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have an etiquette question you'd like to have addressed, please send an email to manners@sharonhillinternational.com. Now, on to today's topic, interviewing for a job over a meal. Did you know that many CEOs are inviting potential executive hires to lunch or dinner for their job interview? Did you know that some companies are inviting potential new hires to come to breakfast or lunch for their job interview? Why would they want to interview people over a meal? One answer could be that a meal fits into their schedule, so they don't have to set aside extra time to interview candidates. But another answer could be that many interviewers judge the candidate by the candidate's eating habits. Does the candidate order the most expensive meal? Does the candidate demonstrate basic dining etiquette? How does a candidate talk to the wait staff? The meal interview is used to determine what a candidate is like in a social setting. But interviewing over a meal can be a candidate's worst nightmare or challenge. Of course, you'll be prepared to talk about yourself and ask questions about the potential job, but know that the interviewers want to not only know how you handle a fork, but how you treat your hosts, any guests, and once again, the serving staff. You must take cues from the interview and always remember you are the guest. These tips will help you with mealtime interviews. If you remember only one thing about interviewing for a job over a meal, it's this. You are not, repeat, not there to eat. You are there to interview for a job. Now, I'll address how to order food later in the podcast. Therefore, let's discuss some basic etiquette to ensure you make a positive impression. First of all, make sure you wash your hands prior to sitting down. Because the interviewer will see your hands above the table, ensure that your nails are neat and clean. If possible, get a manicure prior to the meal. I'm addressing this to both men and women. Keep your elbows off the table. Secondly, let your host order first. Why? Because you want your meal to cost the same or less than your host's meal. If your host insists you order first, ask, "What do you recommend?" Your objective in asking this question is to try to keep within a proper price range for your meal. But if that tactic doesn't work, use your best judgment to order a modestly priced meal. One suggestion is to study the menu and order an entree that is in the middle price range. The interviewer is measuring your extravagance and judgment. Third, do not order sloppy food. You want to be sure you're not wearing your meal during the interview. Avoid the barbecued ribs, barbecued chicken, spaghetti, pastas that have lots of cream, and food that can only eat with your hands. Of course, if the meal is at a fast food restaurant, enjoy your hamburger and fries, as long as you don't make a mess. Fourth, what should you eat? A chicken breast with vegetables is easy to slice. If you prefer a salad, be sure to cut it into small pieces to make it easier to eat. If your salad has items you don't like, such as cucumbers, onions, or tomatoes, don't mention that you don't like those things. Just eat around them. Fifth, 99% of the time, the interviewer pays for the meal. If such is the case, thank your host for the meal. However, if it turns out you are paying for your meal, be prepared to pay and remember to leave a tip. If you want to learn how to get the upper hand with job interviews over a meal, go to my website, www.sharonhillinternational.com, to learn about me, my credentials, and the courses I offer. I can teach you how to eat soup at a fine dining restaurant, what a gentleman should do with his tie to prevent it dipping into his plate, why you should not season your food prior to tasting it, and how to talk to the wait staff to ensure you make a positive first impression during your job interview. I am Sharon Hill, and I will teach you how to make a powerful and positive impression when you have a job interview over a meal.
Thank you for listening to Minding Your Manners. If you have an etiquette question you'd like to have addressed on the show, send an email to manners@SharonHillInternational.com. This podcast is produced by Sharon Hill International. To inquire about sponsorship or to download past episodes, visit us at www.SharonHillInternational.com.